Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Haprasit would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
We'd like to talk about thankfulness because we are in the period of the Thanksgiving time. Thankfulness is a building block of the Christian life. Without being thankful, our life will not be blessed. That's why this message is very important. But definitely we have to look at the Word of God, what the Word of God says. I purpose in my heart since I was a new believer that the Bible is my standard. Everything we do, every decision we make, every doctrine that we preach and believe and practice must come from the Bible, not from Thai culture or American culture or any culture. But the Bible is the standard. It is life. It will build our life up. It will cleanse us to become more and more like Christ. We believe in the Word of God. And the Word of God comes into our life to prune us, to correct us, to change us day by day, little by little, until we become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. So today we would like to talk about thankfulness, being thankful. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 17 to 20. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always. Everyone say always. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that we should not be unwise. We should be wise. And how can we be wise? We need to know the Word of God. The will of God is recorded in the Bible. And if you want to know the will of God, the best book to read is the Bible. And once you know the will of God, your life will never be the same. If you practice what the Bible says, your life will be improved, will be blessed, and will be stronger. That's why we need to be diligent in studying and reading the Bible. A lot of people try to find the will of God in the TV or in the newspaper or by listening to their friends. No, the will of God is in the book. Not from the TV, not from the movie, not from the newspaper. The will of God is recorded in the Bible. We should look into the Word of God. And definitely, we cannot understand the Word of God by our own mental ability. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why Paul says, don't be drunk with wine. Our church is not against alcohol. But if you take too much alcohol to the point that you enjoy the alcohol, it will be a problem because you can get into trouble. We should be filled with the Holy Spirit. Get drunk by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will be the one who teaches the Bible, will reveal the truth in the Bible so that we can serve the Lord and we can proclaim the good news to other people. Many times the Bible says, let those who have ear hear what the Spirit say. You can see God wants to speak to you through the Word by the Spirit, and you need to open your ears to listen to what God says. And one of the will of God is to be thankful always. No matter what happened, be thankful. Thank the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what happened in your life, you may be mistreated. Life may be unfair to you. You may not get what you want. You may be disappointed. You may have a setback in your life. The Bible says, be thankful always. And you're going to see how God moves in your life. In Ephesians chapter 5 verses 1 to 4. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love. As Christ also has loved us, given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. The Apostle Paul clearly said that you have two choices. You can complain with your mouth. You can say filthy words, cursing, cussing, complaining, saying wrong words, saying words that God doesn't want to hear, dirty joke, speak, defy languages. That's one way we can choose to do. Keep complaining. But God said that is not for the children of God. What we need to do from our mouth and from our heart is to be thankful. Amen. Be thankful. Be positive. Speaking positive about the goodness of God. Be thankful about what He has done for our life. Amen. What come out from our mouth come from the heart. How can you tell a person? By listening to what he say. The reason why I'm not a man of many words. I'm very quiet. If you notice, you know me long enough. When I meet you, I don't talk that much. I listen to you. Because I want to get to know you. And the more I listen to what you say, the more I know who you are. Because the Bible says in Luke chapter 6 verse 45, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Whatever come out from your mouth, definitely come from inside here. It's our responsibility to put good treasure into our heart. We need to get rid of a bad treasure or bad things and put good things in our heart all the time. Amen? We don't want to keep dirty things in our heart because we're going to speak dirty. We're going to speak evil things, speak negative things, complaining, grumbling, and having a stinky attitude to talk bad about situation in life. But we need to fill our heart with the good treasure. What is the good treasure? Definitely, the Word of God. We need to get into the Word of God all the time and let the Word of God become a good treasure in our heart. Not only that, thank God for the fire of God that come and touch us in the church and get rid of all the bad stuff in our heart and put in the good things in our heart. So God put good things in our heart by us doing the homework of listening and reading and meditating on the Word of God. And He does His part by sending the fire into the church to burn all the junk out and put the good things by His hand, the Holy Spirit, to make us a man and a woman of God. The Bible calls a good man. How many people want to be a good man? How many people want to be a good woman? Amen. We want to be a good man. How do you know a person is good? By looking at the heart. If the heart is full of a good treasure from heaven, He will speak good out of it. I have been changed so much by God in the past 30 years. I used to be a complainer. I used to be a selfish man. But the Word of God came in and changed me, gave me a new heart and get rid of all the junk out of my heart. And now I'm a changed man because I want to be a good man. Fill my heart with a good treasure. And then my mouth starts to speak thankfulness. Speak the thankful words and the word of blessing, not the cursing. The Bible says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So if your heart is full of complaining, negative, bitterness, anger, you're going to speak negative. And the negative words going to affect you to bring death and corruption to you. But if your heart is full of good treasure, you speak only positive things, the blessing. When you see the problem, you say, no problem. God gonna take care of this. God will bless me. Thank God, even though I haven't seen the manifestation of victory yet, but I thank you, Lord. When you say like that, you are making some changes in the spiritual atmosphere, and it will bring blessing to your life. And then you experience more victory and blessing. Then you can thank God even more than before. You can see that this is important to really fill your heart with a good treasure. And watch your mouth, what you say. The Bible clearly says in Ephesians chapter 5, don't speak negative. Don't speak dirty joke. Don't speak bitter words, complaining words. But only speak thankful words to the Lord. Being thankful is a manifestation of faith. And God loves faith. Complaining, grumbling is a manifestation of doubt and unbelief. The children of Israel in the wilderness complain and complain and complain. God gave them so much. God gave them victory, split the Red Sea for them, give them water, give them quail to eat. God even gave them the silver and the gold that they can put on the neck of their daughters. But they still complain every day. They wanted to go back to Egypt. And what happened? They could not enter the promised land. But only the new generation but begin to thank God and stop complaining. And they enter the promised land. I believe it with all my heart that God has the best plan for your life, and each and every one of us has your own promised land. The promised land, or the land of Canaan, the spiritual Garden of Eden, is offered to us by Christ Jesus. We all have the opportunity, we all have the right as a Christian to enter the promised land. But it's not only God's side. We have to do our homework. Everyone point to yourself, I need to do my homework. What homework you need to do is to stop having bad attitudes in your heart. Stop complaining. Stop grumbling. Stop blaming other people. Stop pointing finger because of you. Complain, pointing finger, condemning other people, blaming God, get mad at God. You should stop doing those things like the children of Israel if you want to enter the promised land. But you begin to speak blessing and life and victory to yourself. You begin to be thankful for your husband. Thankful to God. Thankful for your mom and dad. Be thankful for your wife. Be thankful for your children. Be thankful for your church. Thankful for your care group. Be thankful for the job you have right now. Be thankful that you have legs to walk. Be thankful that you have eyes to see. Be thankful that you still have oxygen to breathe today. Be thankful for the cloud in Seattle that you can still take vitamin D and calcium. Be thankful for the dripping rain in Seattle. Amen? Amen? Don't complain, but be thankful when you wake up every morning. Don't be grumpy. Don't be upset. Don't blame other people. But keep your heart thankful. Don't entertain. Don't keep the bad attitude on the inside of you like the children of Israel. How many people want to enter your own promised land? Raise your hand up. I want to enter my own promised land. Each and every one of us have different promised land. We all have our own promised land to enter. But the most important thing is that we need to do our homework to keep our attitude right. Choose to have the right attitude every day. Get rid of the bad attitude. Colossians chapter 3 verses 16 to 17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. The Bible say again, you want to have a good treasure inside your heart so that you can speak the right word. What you need to do, let the word of Christ dwell in you. The word of God is a good treasure inside your heart. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatever you do in word and in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God, the Father, through him. Again, the Apostle Paul said, fill your heart with the word of Christ. Be thankful. Love God with all your heart. Do everything, whether in speech or in actions. Do it with all your heart. When I perform surgery on my patients, I do it unto the Lord. I do the best I can. I'm a perfectionistic person. When I prepare my sermon, I do the best I can. No misspelling. All the page, everything must be perfect. Because I do everything unto the Lord. Amen? You're going to drive on the street. You do the best unto the Lord. If you want to be a husband, be the best husband in your deed and action unto the Lord. Why do we do that? The best unto the Lord. Because we are so thankful. We want to show our gratitude toward God. People look at our life, they want to put thumb up for Jesus. Everything we do, they say, wow, God is so good. I see this woman, I see this man, I can see God in him. Your life should be a manifestation of thankfulness to the Lord. Everyone look at you, they say, wow, God is so good. You serve God with joy. You do everything wholeheartedly unto the Lord. Don't do things sloppily. Don't do things half-heartedly. Do everything the best you can. Amen? That is the kind of Christian we need to be. Be thankful. And the Lord said that if we can do that, we are thankful, we do everything to the Lord, we do everything the best we can. What happened when we do that? And this is my experience in Matthew chapter 11, 28 to 30. The Bible says, come to me. This is the word of Jesus Christ. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You get Jesus involved with everything you do the best you can. You always thank him. When I wake up on Monday morning, I thank God that I have a job to go and earn the income for my family. This is a true story. This morning I woke up at around 7 a.m. and I need to read my sermon one more time before I came. And I turned around and saw Pastor Da. And I said to God, thank God for this wonderful woman. I love her more and more each week. Pastor Da is a godly wife, godly woman. Oh, and I speak to myself and speak to God, I love this lady. She is a blessing to me. She keep me in line. No, I'm just kidding. Partially true. There is a pastor over the pastor. No, I'm just kidding. She is a blessing to me. I thank God when I woke up for my wife. I thank God that today I can come into this building to be with brother and sister, to worship the Lord with all of you. Wake up in the morning, the first thing you think about is all the good things that God has done to you. Amen. Don't focus on the negative thing. Don't focus on the what you don't have. Don't focus on the problem. But focus on what you have. Focus on the positive thing. Focus on what God has done for you. Don't focus on what you don't have and what God has not done for you. But focus on the positive. And begin to thank God. Having a thankful spirit. Connect to him. Work with him. And he say, I'm going to give you rest. His yoke is light and easy. And you're going to live every day smiling and happy, be positive. Because you're so thankful. Do you notice that people who have a grumpy attitude and ungrateful, unthankful. If you look at their face every single day, you're going to see that their face look like long face. Cannot smile. Unhappy. And no one wants to be around these kind of people. But if you are thankful, you are positive, you will be smiling, happy, look at the world in a positive way. Everyone wants to be around you. I tell you, sometimes a patient came to me for second opinion. He or she wants to know whether the surgery is correct or not. After the patient come around me for a while, I was smiling and happy and talking positive. Oh, I think I should change to you. I'm not going to go back to that neurosurgeon. I'd like to come to you. You're so positive. You're so happy. I like you. So when you're positive and happy, customer come to you. People like to be around you because you're not grumpy and have a stinky attitude. Look long face and unhappy and complaining and complaining about everything. No, you are thankful for everything. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. I like this scripture very much. Rejoice always. Rejoice always. Everyone, ha ha ha. Ho ho ho. He he he. Ha 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 ha. Not, today, too much rain. Bad days. Oh. No. Every day. Ha ha ha. Happy. Rejoice always. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray without ceasing. It doesn't mean that you have to kneel down and pray like this, like a religious man. No, pray without ceasing means you walk around, you talk to God all the time. You connect to God all the time. In the elevator, in the car. While I'm talking to my patient, I talk to God at the same time. I have two kind of antenna, up and horizontal. I talk, and my vertical antenna talk to God at the same time. God, what I should do for this patient? What I should do? When I talk to my children, and they have problem, I talk to God at the same time. What should I do in this situation? What should I say? I pray unceasingly. Connect to God unceasingly. Connect and listen and be thankful and depending on the Lord all the time. Number 3. In everything, give thanks, for this is what is the will of God. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Everyone do this. Ha ha ha. Everyone do this. It's not a horn. It's an antenna. Because only one hand. Antenna. Everyone, move your fingers. Listen. Talking to God. Everyone say, thank you, Lord. You know, sometimes we have this kind of Christian practice. We just say, God, give me. I want this. Give me. At the same time, crying, oh, no one love me, no one care about me, oh, give me, Lord. And nothing happened because you are doing the wrong way. You should come to God. Thank you, Lord. It's wonderful. I believe that you're going to provide for me. I believe you're going to help me to have victory. I thank God for my wife. I thank God for my pastor. I thank God for my church. I thank you, Lord. Ha, 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 ha. Don't come to God, oh, God, give me. Everyone is bad to me. Keep complaining. If you want to have victory, this is the key. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18. Rejoice always. It's interesting. One verse. Verse 15. Rejoice always and then stop. The verse stop. Wow, it's a big deal. One verse, only two words. One verse, two words. Rejoice always and stop. And the next word, verse 17. Pray without ceasing, only three words. Pray without ceasing. God tried to emphasize, this is a big deal. And the next verse, in everything, give thanks. So from now on, every day you wake up, ha ha ha. Thank you, Lord, today. Thank you, Lord. That customer doesn't like me. Thank you, Lord. That's okay. You send me another one. You know, sometimes I got rejected by patient. A few days ago, one of the patients, she came back to me for the second surgery. The first surgery was done about 8 years ago. She came back from Eastern Washington. And she told me, my son came to you a few years ago, and he didn't like you because he could not understand me or my accent. He just wanted to go to some other doctors. And I said, thank you, Lord. Because if he could come to me, he may sue me one day. So if you don't like me, go away. That's good. That's okay. I don't complain. I just say, thank you, Lord. But in fact, he came back. The man went to another neurosurgeon in Seattle, got operated on. He did not get a good outcome. Eventually, he called me. Could you please let me see Dr. Lau? And he came back to me. I fixed him. He's fine now. You see, if you keep your heart right, you don't have to worry. God will take care of you. God will bless you. Just keep being positive. Keep rejoicing. Keep praying. Keep connecting to God. Keep being thankful to the Lord. Amen. Matthew 6:7. I'm almost done. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do. For they think that they will be heard from their many words. This is the principle of prayer. We talk about prayer unceasingly, without ceasing. When you pray by faith. You say, God, I believe you're going to take care of this for me. And you don't have to keep repeating again and again every single day. No vain repetitions. But you begin to thank. After you believe God answer, stop bucking, baking, crying, but begin to say, thank you, Lord, I believe it's going to be done. And then God will take care of that. Amen? The principle of prayer is not keep repeating and keep complaining and keep talking about problem and keep talking about the negative things. You just pray the victory. You just pray the will of God and then stop complaining and laugh about it and say, thank you, Lord, you heard me, it's going to be done. That is faith. That is the prayer of faith. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with complaining, grumbling, with a stinky attitude. Is that right? How should we pray? Pray and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. If you are parents and your kids start to goof off, start to do wrong thing, instead of nagging, complaining, give them a hard time. You will never make it. You're just a bad child. You will fail. Nagging, complaining, and being negative. I want to encourage you. Do the opposite. You begin to look at the positive thing in their life. And you say, son, I'm proud of you about this issue. I may not agree with what you do, another one, but you have some good thing. I thank God for your life. I thank God that He sent you to be my child. And you begin to pray and thank God for your children. Speak positive to them. Lift up the positive aspect about your child instead of nagging and complaining. This is a human psychology. No one will respond to you or listen to you if you come with the attitude of, I don't believe anything about you. I don't trust you. I don't have any confidence in you. I don't believe in the best of your life. But if you come with the attitude, I see the best in you. I pray for you. I love you. I believe God is going to do some great work in your life. Speak positive to your children. Believe me, they will begin to listen to you. Eventually, God will do His part to work in the heart of your children. And they will be open to listen to you. You just keep praying and being positive and being thankful for your children. Eventually, they're going to turn around. Don't nag, don't complain, don't be yelling at them, but being positive toward your children. Amen? Amen. You should do the same thing to your husband. Don't nag your husband. Amen. Oh. Don't nag your wife. Amen. Be thankful. Look at the positive side of your family members and be thankful. You can find things to be thankful all the days of your life. The first and the foremost is that Jesus died for you and saved you. That is enough. You can be thankful that Jesus died for you and saved you. You can be thankful that you will live for eternity in heaven. Look at the positive side of your life. Don't be a complainer. Don't have a stinky attitude. Don't have a grumpy attitude. But be thankful. Rejoice always. Trust God. Believe God will do miracle for your life. No matter how long it takes, you just stay positive. Stay being thankful. Stay rejoicing and praying and believing God. You can always find things to be thankful for. Many years ago, when I got touched by the fire of God, I brought the fire of God to the church. And at that time, people did not understand. I got rejected by many people, many members. I lost all the pastor friends in Thailand. I lost even people who I trained. Many churches that I started at that generation. I started a church in LA, in many cities. They all rejected me because they thought that I was goofy to get into the Holy Spirit. Many people left the church because they misunderstood me. I have two choices, be grumpy, complain, and blame them. And one day God spoke to me. You need to rejoice. You need to be positive. You need to trust me. You need to be thankful no matter what happened. You need to pray unceasingly. Within a year or two, God sent all of you to this church. Good members, good people that love the fire. I keep the attitude right. God sent good people to help me. And you are my blessing. God sent you to help me in Pasadena. I want to let you know, right now, I feel so happy with this church. God sent me great people. You are good members. All of you are the blessing to me and Pasada. I'm not speaking this just to cheer you up, but I really speak from my heart that God is so good to me. I keep the heart right. And God knows your address, knock on your door, and send you to New Hope International Church to be with this pastor. Amen? Keep your heart right. Be thankful all the days of your life. Rejoice. Everyone, again, ha, ha, ha. And say, thank you, Lord. Let us stand up and sing, give thanks to the Lord together. Give thanks with a grateful heart. The worship team, can you come up and help us? Give thanks. And when you sing, okay, let me say one thing about singing to the Lord. When I was worshiping God a while ago, God told me to tell the congregation, when you worship Him, when you tell Him in songs, you need to get rid of what we call self-consciousness. You don't need to think about yourself. You don't need to think about what other people think about you. You just don't think about yourself. Get rid of self-consciousness and just focus your eyes on God and think about God only. It doesn't matter what other people think about you. You just look at God in heaven, the Father who sits on the throne, Jesus who's standing at the right hand of the Father, and let the Holy Spirit come down and help you to talk to God in songs and hymns. Amen? Everyone say, I don't care what other people think about me now. I'm going to focus on the Lord. Let's sing this song. Let's focus on the Lord. Tell Him, give thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Give thanks with a grateful heart.
Each family in this room, each single person, the youth, thank you, Lord. But the Bible says, let the redeemed say so. That's why the song says, let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Everyone say, thank you, Lord. I am strong. I am rich.
I'm rich.
I'm victorious.
I'm victorious.
I'm more than a conqueror.
I'm more than a conqueror.
I am a victor.
I'm a victor.
Not a victim.
Not a victim.
I am saved.
I'm saved.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm prosperous.
I'm prosperous.
I'm the head.
I'm the head.
Not the tail.
Not a tail.
I am able.
I'm able.
To do anything.
Do anything.
Through Christ Jesus.
Christ Jesus.
Who strengthened me?
Who strengthened me?
I'm above.
I'm above.
Not beneath.
Not beneath.
I am blessed.
I'm blessed.
I am blessed.
I'm blessed.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
I'm called.
I'm called.
To do the work of God.
Do the work of God.
I will have many rewards.
Many rewards.
In heaven.
In heaven.
I am graced by God.
By God.
I am the favor of God.
And the favor of God.
And God loved me.
God loves me.
I'm a child.
I'm a child.
Of the Most High God.
Of the Most High God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. No matter what happened in your life, you just speak what the words say. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Turn to each other and you say, God loved you and God blessed you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com.
To them all gathered in your name, I lift to you this new praise song. All the wrongs I have ever done have been washed away by your only Son. Bring me your diet. Bring me your weak. Bring me your hungry masses. We seek your glory. Lord, I sing to you a new song, your glory.